Like we're waiting on Mr. Rodenbeck and Mr. Carter, who I'm sure will be here momentarily. Oh, all right, excellent. So this is Maggie Gould. So this brings us to item number 7, PR 2021-005414, SI 2021-01031, a site plan, SD-2021-00136, a preliminary plat, SD-2021-00137, vacation of public drainage easement, and SD-2021-00138, vacation of public utility easement, and SD-2021-00139, vacation of a private access easement. Tierra West, agent for La Mame LLC, requests this action for 441 and 457 Coors Boulevard, Northwest, between Coors and Blue Water Road. And I see Mr. Bohannon and I see Mr. Perea. Will there be anybody else presenting for your team? And you're on mute, Mr. Bohannon.
So Vinny is going to take the lead on the presentation. We have the owners and the developers, Tom Manchek's office, that may want to comment. They're just actually returning from break as well. Tom Manchek is just coming into the conference room, okay, as well as the architect. But right now our intent is to just go through the comments. We're still waiting on hydrology, but I'll let Vinny go through that with you.
Okay. So
Maggie, sorry.
Sorry. I don't know why that happened. But so, Mr. Perea, if you can go ahead and give your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, Madam Chair. It's Vinny Perea with Tierra West. Address is 5571 Midway Park Place, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead, and then we'll go through board comments and see where we are.
Thank you. So, this is Vinny Perea. Last time we were in front of you, was beginning of August of earlier this year. Since then, we've had to go back to the drawing board for working out a shared access for San Roque, which is the development on the south side of the property. We were coordinating with the Bank of Albuquerque, as well as the New Mexico Department of Transportation. Bank of Albuquerque being because they are the property owner directly south of our project. Since then, we've gone ahead and revised that ingress egress, as you can see at the bottom of the site plan there. So we have a shared common access between both properties worked out. We've also included a southbound deceleration turn lane into the properties that you can also see on the site plan as well. Some of the other changes that we have also made to the site plan is in regards to the garage loft units that are shown. We have actually gone back and removed the one bedroom loft units above the garages. So those buildings are just going to be for garage storage only. And since then, we've also gone ahead and just revised plans based off of the previous comments we had from the DRB. And we had submitted that and provided to you last week. So with that, I will go ahead and open it up for the comments.
Okay, thank you very much. Water Authority, please.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. So regarding the site plan, just to note that we do have an availability statement 20-07-08 that's been issued for this project. And then there's a minor item. There's a leader for, I think, a fire line on the south side of the south parcel that just is sort of lost in space and needs to be picked up and moved. I think it's for the fire line, but that's a pretty minor thing. Otherwise, we have no comments on the site plan. For the vacations, we have no objections. And then on the preliminary plat, we're requesting there's a location where there's a new public water line easement where the public water line is to be moved. And then further south of that is to remain in place as is. For that existing water line, we're requesting that existing easement corridor be dedicated specifically as public waterline easement. And so it's called out on the plat as easement number 14. And the request is for the portion south of the new public waterline easement that portion south be dedicated specifically as public water line easement. So it's not just a public utility easement where we have that water line. So if you have any questions on that, I'd be happy to answer, but otherwise we have no other comments.
This is Vinny Perea from Tierra West. One thing I thought, would it be more beneficial to just extend out and have one singular public water line easement throughout the entire span of the property? Would that be easier?
This is my floor. Sorry. I think that would be easier and probably work better.
Okay. We'll move forward that way.
Okay. Thank you. Code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement. I have no additional comment at this time.
Okay. Parks.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. So I had the same comments I did last time because I guess I was looking in the wrong place for their new submittal. But the primary one was a note that needed to be added, and I can check their landscape plan for that before approval. That's all. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology will require an approved grading and drainage plan prior to approval of plat or site plan. We did receive a resubmittal on November 10th, 2021. This is currently approximately around number 10 in the queue, and we estimate will be looked at the week of January 3rd. So we're recommending a 4-week deferral for the plat. We have no objection to any of the vacations.
Okay, thank you. Transportation.
Good morning, this is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to any of the vacations. It shall be noted as part of the plat that shared access needs to be established for that southern driveway. Also, I just wanted to be sure I had some sort of an exhibit to verify the location of the right-of-way line along Coors to make sure all public infrastructure is included within that corridor. And other than that, I mostly had minor comments. One of the major comments I had was on that access off of Coors. It didn't appear to be a turnaround for cars since you have a gate there. So I think that's one of the more major items that needs to be worked out, although it looks like you have space for some type of a hammerhead back there in front of the gate. And on the infrastructure list, just for clarification, you know, call out the sidewalk width and light pole relocations that are required. I did reach out to NMDOT and they did verify that the exhibit that you provided, which matches the infrastructure list, is fine with their requirements. Other than that, I just had mostly minor dimensioning comments on pedestrian ways and the bike racks, as well as some just clarification on the curb ramp details.
Yeah, thank you, Jean. This is Vinny Perea. Going over a couple of your comments, I know one of the ones you had was discussing the bus shelters and making sure there's adequate room in the right-of-way. One thing I did notice was that the bus shelters are actually along the frontage of the properties directly north and south of us, so I'm not sure if we have any control to be able to establish any kind of new right-of-way if needed for those. Also along as far as the turnaround goes, one option is, as you mentioned, is the hammerhead. Another one I would like to consider is making a one-way egress connection using the existing private common easements that are located in that same area. It's kind of like what we would have in the initial site plan, where our main entrance and exit was going to just connect to the parking lot in the Bank of Albuquerque property. We could probably just make that a one-way connection.
So this is Jean with transportation. I think, you know, we can explore those options outside of the meeting. Obviously for a gate that's only egress and you have another way out, we can take a look at that in lieu of a turnaround, as long as you establish any shared agreements that are needed. So yes, those are two options that can be looked at.
Okay.
As far as the bus shelter, I just need to have an exhibit that just verifies that all the properties that you're replatting, I just wanted to make sure that the right of way was in the right place with regard to any public infrastructure. Thank you.
Thank you. Planning comments?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Regarding the preliminary plat, staff has no objections. Regarding the vacation, staff has no objections. Regarding the site plan, we'll just note that a final plat will need to be approved prior to final sign off of the site plan from planning. And we'd had a question about the rear elevations of the single row garage lofts. Could you please explain how you've revised those elevations?
This is Vinny Perea. Yeah, I would like to probably turn that over to our architect team at this moment. That would be Daphne Romani and Stephen Andrews with Erstad Architects.
Okay. Let me go ahead and swear you both in.
Good morning. This is Daphne Romani with Erstad Architects at 310 North 5th Street in Boise, Idaho.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And your colleague?
Stephen.
What if there's somebody else from your firm that's going to present, we also need to swear them in.
Yeah, I think I can take this.
Okay, excellent. Go ahead.
So in regards to the elevation, it significantly changed in because we removed the second story. But in regards to the first, the backside of the garages, we added reveals to the stucco. Color differentiation. So there are different panels of different colors and reveals that will mimic the colors and the patterns that are presented in the main buildings and in the main structures of both developments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Thank you very much for confirming that. I see Jolene's hand up. I don't know if she wants to jump in.
I was going to let us get through comments.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's all I had.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and Ms. Wolfley, I was going to go to public comment, but what did you have something to add?
I had some questions. This is Jolene Wolfley, DRB planning staff today. And Mr. Perea, can you tell me a little bit about your resubmittal on hydrology? What changed in your grading and drainage plan?
Yes, this is Vinny Perea with Tierra West. The only thing that has changed necessarily was the ingress egress shared access we had on Coors Boulevard. As far as the actual drainage structure, infrastructure for ponds and on-site storm drain, that's remained the same. It was just a matter of also regrading the site for those changes to the ingress egress.
Okay.
And so it might be good to have Mr. Biazar weigh in, but I just want to note that as we've worked with this project, it's had quite a bit of delay in order to go through the NMDOT process. And if the changes are not going to necessarily change the site plan in any redesigned way, we might want to consider potentially a delegation on the resubmittal of the grading and drainage. But if Mr. Biazar could weigh in on that.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. Let me see. Let me check with our drainage group. Ernest, are we waiting approval from NMDOT for drainage?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. This one was Renee's to review. The full comment that she had written was that we had sent them a comment letter back in July and received its resubmittal in November. So I don't know the full contents of what was in that comment letter, and Renee would have to check and see it, make sure everything was addressed. It's beyond just redesigning an opening. And as far as I know, we don't we are not waiting on anything from DOT for that. Though I'll state, as I have before, that it is policy for hydrology. We do not delegate when there is outstanding grading and drainage plans out.
Mr. Pereira, this is Shahab Bizar again. Do we have approval from NMDOT on this project?
We don't have an approval. We have to go through the driveway permit process. We do have NMDOT's consent to move forward with approval of the site plan based on the changes we had for the shared access onto Coors.
Have you also submitted a grading plan to them for approval or as part of the driving permit?
No, we have not.
Okay. I think they would require a grading plan as well. And the diesel lane, we're building a diesel lane as well, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so they will require NMDOT, I mean, NMDOT will require a gradient plan as well for those improvements. I will leave it up to the board to decide how they want to move forward.
Okay. This is Maggie Gould. Let me just take a moment to see if there was any public comment. I realize that I did not ask for that before we went through board comments. So if any member of the public has anything to say on this particular project, please raise your hand or unmute. Okay, I don't see anybody. So let's go back to the board question about how we wish to proceed. Mr. Armijo, in the past, when we have kind of taken delegation on these site plans, it's been because there was a minor adjustment to the hydrology. In this case, it sounds like maybe this adjustment is not minor, and also that we will need grading and drainage for NMDOT.
Hydrology. I wasn't the engineer that reviewed this, and so I don't know the full extent of the comments that Renee had originally provided. And as far as I know, hydrology does not delegate when there is an outstanding grading and drainage plan.
Okay. Do we have any other members of the board that wish to comment on this? Okay. This is Maggie Gould. Mr. Marimijo, so what I'm hearing from you is that your group will need until early January to get this submittal reviewed. So we would be looking at a deferral until the hearing of January 12th of 2022.
Ernest Armijo Hydrology. I'd have to look. Renee had put a 4-week deferral. So what does that take us to?
That we could do, it depends on how you do the math, but we're looking at, today is the 8th. So we would be looking at either the 4th or the 12th. Or sorry, the 3rd or the 5th or the 12th of January.
Ernest Armijo Hydrology, based on the comments that Ms. Brissett gave, I think we would be okay with deferral to the 5th.
Okay. Do I have a motion to defer item number 7, PR 2021-005414, to the meeting of January 5th of 2022.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Do you want a second?
Oh, Parks and Rec seconds.
Thank you. Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gould for Planning, I approve. So we will defer item number 7, PR 2021-005414, to the meeting of January 5th. That brings us